Hey everyone, and welcome to the Greater Than Podcast. My name's Elijah Merle. So honored and blessed you took out the time to join us again today. As you can tell, this podcast is different. No intro, no outro on this one. Similar to the Kobe Bryant one, I wanted to do one in honor of the actor and the man I looked up to very, very much, Chadwick Boseman. He passed away after battling colon cancer for 4 years, man. Wow. And just think about it. And man, what a testament to him. And man, what a man of faith. I don't care what anybody says. That guy was a man of faith. And we're going to get into some of that in a little bit here. But I want to just commend him on his faith. And I want to commend also his inner circle, those who knew about it, who didn't leak the information. Man, it's hard to find good for, you know, the Bible calls those type of people faithful. The Bible says that a faithful man will conceal a thing and conceal the matter. He won't go off into the tabloids and say, have I got a scoop for you? So I want to give a shout out to them. I'm sure none of them will hear this podcast. Probably not. Well, who's to say, right? You never know. They'll praise God for whoever does listen to it. But if they do, then, man, I want to say to them, man, great job. You are to be commended for keeping that close to the chest, keeping that close within the family, close within that inner circle. I salute you for that. What a testament. Today, I want to honor him and honor his legacy. Chadwick Boseman, I believe he's in the presence of the Father, born again Christian, and I believe he's in the presence of the Father, raised Baptist, and man, what a man, what a legacy. I was introduced to him with the Jackie Robinson movie, and 42 is the name of it. Great movie, great actor. And I'm just so impressed. Once again, I'm impressed by the man that is Chadwick Boseman. I don't say was, the man that is Chadwick Boseman. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible says, Bob, Jesus said that God, we talked about this with the tribute, a reverence tribute to Kobe Bryant. We talked about this, but Jesus said that God is not the God of the dead, but a God of the living. That's why he said he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, he's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. That means that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are still alive today. To be absent from the body is just to be present with the Lord. You just moved. You just switched locations, right? And anyway, I'm just so thankful for his gift that he was and his and that he is. Just going around and being an example. You know, the term black excellence gets thrown around left and right. But this is a man who exuded it. This is a man who embodied it. Black excellence to his fullness. And I do believe that. And I say that. I just wanted to take out a moment to honor him as we dig into the subject matter of this podcast. And this podcast is in honor of Chadwick Boseman. I dedicate this one to him and to his legacy. We are ending the podcast, season one of the Greater Than Podcast, with this tribute. Season two will follow this upcoming Wednesday. I'm excited for that as well. But anyway, Chadwick Boseman was a Christian. He was raised a Christian. And he was Baptist, and he was part of a church choir and a youth group. And his former pastor would say that he still kept his faith. I want you to remember that. He kept his faith. I want you to remember that, all right? Boseman, he also said that he prayed. Here's a fun fact. He prayed to be the Black Panther before he was cast as the Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He prayed to be the Black Panther. He prayed to be the Black Panther. You know what? Let's pray. And we're going to dig into this podcast. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for the Boseman family and the inner circle and the friends and the fans, all of them. Father, we lift them up to you. We ask that you minister supernatural comfort to them in this time. Comfort them, Father. You said in your word that we can minister the comfort that we've been comforted with and send it to others. So we send comfort to them. We send our hope, our faith, hope, and love to them to gird them up and to lift them up during this time. Oh, I can't even imagine what it's like to have this transition happen, to have someone that you've known, that you've loved, to just move away, to move to a better place, but still away from you and away from the world and into the loving arms of our Father. And we're thankful for that. But Father, we realize the hurt, the pain, missing a loved one. And Father, we ask that you strengthen them, gird them up, lift them up, and help them during this time, Father. We give you praise for this podcast. Help us to convey and to show forth your word and your truth in a way that would comfort us and that would bring us to a new level in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start this podcast by reading a verse that Chadwick Boseman read at a commencement speech, and I'm going to read it here to honor him. Once again, this podcast is dedicated to him. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for destruction, to give you a future and a hope." Let's have a moment of silence right there for Chadwick Boseman. Amen. What I want you to know and what I want you to see here, well, Psalms 116, verse 15, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Psalms 116, 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." The Passion Translation says it like this: "When one of God's holy lovers dies, it is costly to the Lord, touching his heart." There is no one who is more moved. There is no one who is more affected by the death of the saint than God. You think that you hurt, and obviously we do hurt the fans. We know that the family, they're experiencing that, a time of grief, which is appropriate, by the way. Some people would preach that you're not supposed to grieve and you're not supposed to have sorrow. But the Bible says we sorrow not like those who have hope. But he still says we sorrow, we grieve. There is a point where you do that. It is appropriate to do. So don't let any religious person tell you differently. Now, what I find interesting here is we talk about this. Now, it's more costly to the Lord than anyone else. What an amazing picture. When it says precious, it means like you know what it means, precious, costly, like a diamond, like this thing is holy to the Lord. It's not just some light thing to God, you know, because this happens all the time. People are dying left and right every day. Like, what is it, every minute or two, there are two people who die, two more right there. And it just goes on and on and on. But the death of the saint, the death of those who belong to God, is a different death. And God views it and sees it as precious. The Bible says that he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but the death of a saint is precious. Oh, I never said it and saw it like that before. That's not in my notes, ladies and gentlemen. The death of the wicked, he has no pleasure in. He doesn't want them to die, but also, too, I don't think he has any pleasure in them dying, too, as well, because they're not going to be present with the Lord because they haven't received the free gift of salvation. So that is, God takes no pleasure in that, but the death of his saint, he views as precious. You know, Chadwick Boseman was diagnosed with colon cancer, and he survived and he pressed through. And what an amazing thing. Now, here's what a lot of people in my circle, the quote unquote word of faith circle, would tell you and say. Chadwick Boseman is a born again Christian. I didn't say was, he is a born again Christian. And he's experiencing the fullness of that, what that really means. Chadwick Boseman is finding out what that really means. Oh, glory to God. You know, the Word of Faith Circle would tell you and would say often, it's been said many times, many a time, about people who died from sickness and disease. You know, well, if they had any faith, they wouldn't have died. Man, I just want to slap him in the face. You know, you guys have heard of Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, right? You've heard of him, right? I'm assuming you have. And if you haven't, get out from under the rock. Do you see what I did there? All right, let me move on. So, The Rock, he had a saying about somebody. I'm talking about wrestling now. I'm talking about wrestling. I'm going back to that time. Talking about wrestling. Where he would say about an individual that he was fighting or something, he was going to take off. Like, let's say that person wore a hat. So The Rock would say, "I'm going to take off that man's hat, the wrestler's hat. I'm a shine it up real nice and pretty, and I'm a turn that sideways and stick it straight up their candy. I can't say the rest of that. But so the reason I say that is I want to take, when people say like that, well, so-and-so, if they really had faith, that wouldn't happen. I want to take their little Bible, polish it up real nice. Uh-oh. Turn that sideways and stick. All right, let me move on. So what I'm saying is, people have said that about people. It's happened so many times. You know, I'm reminded of a story of, I forget who it was exactly, but it was my spiritual father. He was talking to someone whose wife had passed away. And I don't remember if it was from cancer, too. It may have been. I'm not 100% sure. Excuse me there. But I know that it was sickness and disease that she died from. And people were approaching him and said to him, well, you know, if she had faith, she wouldn't have died. And that man looked Brother Moore in the eye and said, you know, he said, Keith, he said, that didn't bless me. And Brother Moore says, he said, I know, I know it didn't. That was wrong. That wasn't right. See, because a lot of times we equate and we say, well, in order to have great faith, in order to have this faith, man, you're in order to be a quote unquote faith man, a faith person. I'm talking about that Word of Faith camp that I'm from, that that Brother Hagin, the Kenneth Copelands and all that stuff. You know, some of these people have gotten a lot of flack. But hey, I believe and I've seen the principles of faith work in my life. And I'm not coming against that at all. And don't get me wrong. It is never, ever God's will for anyone to die from sickness and disease. Never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never. You know, just look at creation. Let's just be as simple as that. Let's look all the way back to creation. Let me ask you this. What day in the 7 days that God created the universe and the planets and all that good stuff, what day did he create cancer? Pausing for effect. What day did he create AIDS? What day did he create? Let me move on. So I don't believe that it was God's will for that to happen. But at the same time, how dare you judge another man's servant? How dare you say that so-and-so, because they died from a sickness and disease, they didn't have faith? How dare you? That's why I want to shine something up. Maybe not their Bible. I have more of a respect for the Bible. The Bible's way too good to be. I got to get something else, some kind of other object, and shine it up and stick it straight up. Okay, never mind. But that's how serious I am about it. I seriously mean that. I'm joking. Hopefully you're laughing at that, but I'm really serious though. You just want to do that to those type of people because they're always so snooty and stuck up. You know, there are Sadducees and Pharisees today. They're in the church. Come on now. Oh, y'all ain't got to say nothing here. They're in the church. And they're walking around condemning people, walking around making and lording over people, making them seem like they're insignificant, making them seem like, oh, that's not, they weren't a person of faith, because if they were, they wouldn't have died from that sickness and disease. Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this then. If that's the case, that in order for, you know, you've got to make sure you don't have any kind of sickness, you don't die from the sickness and disease in order to quote unquote be in faith, then okay, let me ask you this then. The Bible talks about the prophet Elisha. You ever heard about the prophet Elisha? Now Elisha received a mantle from Elijah. And so if you get it, never mind, I'm not gonna go there. So he received that mantle from Elijah, right? And he had a twice, double anointing. The anointing in his life was so strong. Now after he died, and we're gonna get to that, the circumstances surrounding that. After he died, they threw a man who had been killed in war. They threw him in that same tomb that Elisha was in. And when the man's body touched Elisha's bones, so he's been there a while, we're just dealing with bones now, touched Elisha's bones, the man revived. That's how much anointing he had, a double portion of Elijah's anointing. That's how much anointing was on him. It was on his bones. And this reveals something else too. The anointing is meant for the earth. That's another podcast right there. You notice Elisha didn't take the anointing with him. That's another podcast. I'm going to leave that alone. We're honoring Chadwick Boseman on this one. But I believe that that's a powerful thing. But the Bible says about Elisha 2 Kings 13:14. This is the NSV. It says, now when Elijah had fallen sick. Whoa, hold up. Wait a minute. What? When Elijah had fallen sick with the illness of which he was to die. Or the King James says the disease and the sickness that he would die from. So wait a minute. Then that must mean Elisha wasn't a man of faith. Well, you get that out of here. Did you know that Jesus, what Jesus did in feeding the multitude is based on what Elisha did? I'm not even going to show it to you. You're going to have to look it up for yourself. But what Jesus did in feeding the multitude, it was foreshadowed in the prophet Elisha's ministry. Oh, yeah. This is a man of great faith. Yet the Bible says that he died from a sickness and disease, which, once again, I'm not leaving this spot, which is not the perfect will of God. But let me ask you this, though. Is the man still a man of faith? Yes, he is. You know what? Somebody doesn't believe me. Go to Hebrews 11 then. Hebrews 11, verse 3, it says this. Watch this. He's talking about verse 13, excuse me. He's talking about all the patriarchs, all the people in Hebrews 11, verse 13. In the King James, it says, these all died. Woo. In faith. Good God. This is what the title of this podcast is. These all died in faith. Watch this. Keep going, though. Not having received the promise. The promise is plural in the King James. But having seen them from afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Oh, my goodness. These all died in faith. Watch this, though. Not having received the promises. It is possible to die in faith without experiencing all of the promises that God has made. It's possible. The promise of healing is available. The promise of healing is there. But don't you ever judge another man's servant and say just because they didn't see a manifestation. You know, here's the thing for the believer. We win. Anytime, any way you look at it, any way you skin it, we win every time. Chadwick Boseman, that situation was either going to end one of two ways. Either God was going to heal him or God was going to heal him. Either Chadwick was going to live or he was going to live, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, because in heaven there is no sickness and there is no disease. It was either going to end one of two ways. He was going to be healed or he was going to be healed. He was going to live or he was going to live. That's how it is in the household of faith. We don't lose, never, because thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 15, the victory is over death. We have the victory over it. Saints die not as other men die. They die in faith. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. We're called not to die as other men, but we're called to die in faith. They died in faith, having the grace of God itself, which once it's implanted can never be lost. When you have the grace of God within you, once it's implanted into you, it can never be lost. They died under the regime of faith and not by sight. It is not enough for a Christian to live in the faith, but he must also die in the faith. It is a greater happiness, ladies and gentlemen, to die in the Lord than to die for the Lord. There are people who have quote unquote died for the Lord, but they didn't really do it out of a sense. There have been people who've been martyred in the past, and we lift them up and we hold them up. But you know that there are some people who didn't have to do that. They weren't even called to do something like that. They were just doing it so they could be seen. Oh yeah, you know it's the case. You know it's true. I'm not naming any names, but I know it's true. But yet we will praise somebody who died from that, who died from being a martyr, but we won't take out time to respect someone who fought in the midst of going through surgeries, in the midst of having this diagnosis on them, going 4 years filming all these movies and doing it without complaining, doing it with a spirit of excellence, and doing it all to the glory of God. But we won't applaud him because, well, no, he died from cancer, so he's not really in faith. But we'll applaud somebody who died for the Lord, but we won't be as quick as to applaud someone who died in the Lord. Good night. Ooh-wee. 4 points really quick. Here's what they died in faith. Here's the faith that they believed. Number one, the faith that they believe was a firm belief of the existence of their existence after this life. Without this, all faith and hope would perish in death. But he said, Chadwick Boseman playing the character of T'Challa in Civil War said, and as he put on the ring after his father was killed by, presumably they thought it was Bucky Barnes, but actually it was Zemo. But anyway, that's another thing. You got to watch the movie if you haven't seen. Obviously, I'm sure you have. But he put on the ring and he said, in my culture, death is not the end. That's what we do. The firm belief of an existence after this life, without that, all faith and hope would perish in death. But in my culture, T'Challa said, played by the amazing Chadwick Boseman, in my culture, death is not the end. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. He said, we live with this joyful confidence. We know that the outward man is going to perish, but the inward man is renewed day by day. Second thing, it's a trust. These died in faith with a trust that their departing souls their departing souls will be transferred into the care and power of God. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12, I know in whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. Good God Almighty. Point number three, the belief of a future state of blessedness and rest. They're called a heavenly country, a city prepared for them by God. The Passion Translation of Hebrews 11:13-16 says this, these heroes all died still clinging to their faith. Good God. That's heroes. That's a real hero. Chadwick Boseman is a real hero because I guarantee you this, he died clinging to his faith. I know he did, man. Listen, he's going. How many people would have got a pity party who would have told everybody and their mama about their cancer and would have been saying, oh, my cancer, my this. Man, I tell you what, Chadwick Boseman lived a life where he didn't own that. He never took ownership of it, in my opinion. We didn't even know that the man was going through it. Oh, come on now. That's a hero. That's the kind of person that God's pleased with. Man, let's keep going. These heroes all died clinging to their faith, not even receiving all that had been promised them. They didn't even get it all, but they still died in faith. They still died clinging to their faith, but they saw beyond the horizon the fulfillment of their promises, and they gladly embraced it from afar. When it says they embraced it, it literally means to hug it. They hugged it from afar. They received it from afar. They received it from afar. They all lived their lives on earth as though they belonged to another realm. That's powerful. For clearly those who live this way are longing for the appearing of a heavenly city. And if their hearts were still remembering what they left behind, they would have found an opportunity to go back to what was familiar, to go back to a lifestyle they shouldn't have lived. But they couldn't turn back, for their hearts were fixed on what was far greater. And that is the heavenly realm. So because of this, because they died clinging to their faith, because they wouldn't let go of their faith, even in the midst of dying and not seeing the full promises of God in their life, because of this, God is not ashamed in any way to be called their God, for he has prepared a heavenly city for them. Jesus said in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I'm telling you, the patriarchs of old, and I believe that Chadwick Boseman, what he went through is a picture of this as well, that he falls right in line with that same kind of faith. Chadwick Boseman and the patriarchs of old, these folks died without seeing everything that God promised. Yes, healing, divine health is promised, but even if, y'all, come on now, but we've got to get to a place and a realization that the faith of God, oh man, God is pleased by the faith. He's pleased when you first believe him. He's pleased when you don't give up your hope and your faith in him. That's what pleases God. Not when you have a clean, clear bill of health, but the fact that you believe God, even in the midst of the sickness, even in the midst of the disease, you still believe in a heavenly Jerusalem. You still believe in a heavenly country. You live your life on earth because you don't belong to this realm. And that's what pleases God. God said about Jesus, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." But here's the fun fact that you need to know. He said that to Jesus before he ever performed one miracle. God is pleased by your faith. He's pleased when you first believe him against that sickness and disease. He's pleased then. The Father is pleased when you step out in faith before you see the result. But when it comes to pass, the Father is then glorified. The Bible says, Jesus said, the Father is glorified when you produce fruit. So when your faith becomes sight and you produce fruit, God is glorified. But the process begins when you first believe against that thing that's coming against you. God is then pleased. And I want him to be pleased with me. These all died in faith. Number four, is they died in a faith for a resurrection. A resurrection of their bodies after death. 1 Corinthians 15, 21 through 22. For since death came through a man, Adam, it's fitting that the righteousness and the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, and his name is Christ. Even as all who are in Adam die, so also all who are in Christ will be made alive. Death is not the end. In my culture, ladies and gentlemen, death is not the end. Good night. Ooh, that's good stuff. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. We are in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. This is reserved for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in that last day, in that last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith might, oh my goodness, being more, watch me now, precious. Remember what the Bible says, precious in the Lord is the sight of, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Being more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, who having not seen, you love. Though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Watch this, receiving the end of your faith. What is the end of your faith? The end of your faith is not a brand new car. The end of your faith is not to have a fancy house. The end of your faith is the salvation of your souls. Now, that word's a big word. Salvation encompasses a lot. But the ultimate goal is to behold him face to face. Chadwick Boseman received the end of his faith. When we're talking about the core of this thing, it's to be with him. It's to fulfill our purpose in life and to be with him. Man, Chadwick Boseman did amazing things for God. Yes, he did. He was the first superhero, one of the first superheroes. And we had Wesley Snipes, who played Blade in the Marvel universe, in that Marvel back in those days in the early 90s, 2000s. But Chadwick Boseman, in recent years, the first African-American superhero in the Black Panther. That's a great work. Right there. See, God needs, wants, and has people in all these walks of life to represent him. And that's a greater work, and I salute him for that. But I'm telling you, the end goal is to behold him. No, I don't believe we're called to behold him because sickness and disease took us out. I don't believe that. I believe that there's a promise that says that by his stripes we're healed. But the Bible also says that it's possible for people to die in faith without receiving the full promise. But that doesn't mean, and you can't take anything away from them because they died in faith. Good God. I feel my help coming now, y'all. Man, oh man. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, and we'll wrap it up with this. Paul's talking here. He's about to be beheaded. Paul didn't die from no natural causes, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. Those patriarchs of old, the apostles, the only one of them that died from natural causes was John. So you mean to tell me then that they didn't have faith? If they really had faith, they wouldn't have died from the persecution. They wouldn't have been sawn in two. They wouldn't have had their head chopped off. They wouldn't have been crucified upside down. If they really had faith in protection and had faith in angels, well, they're the ones who taught you about angels. I'm telling you, there's a higher goal. The end goal is to be with Christ. to finish the, well, first of all, to do the purpose that he's called us to do and to be with him. That's the end goal. See, we've got people who are trying to preach and trying to stay here because they're really afraid of death. Oh, they're acting like they're in faith, but they're really afraid of dying. I'm exposing some of y'all. This will bless about 10 of y'all, but they're really afraid of dying. Yeah, so they're clinging on to some scripture so that they can stay alive a little longer because they're really afraid of death. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you don't have to die from any sickness and disease, but we've got to remember the end goal to this whole thing, the end of your faith, is the salvation of your soul that's made available at the appearing of Jesus. That salvation, yes, that includes godliness, has profited for the life that now is, but also the life which is to come. There's a life to come that we're looking forward to. Paul said before they beheaded him, he said, I've kept the faith. He said, I finished the course. I did what God told me to do. You know, the Weiss translation says, the faith that was committed unto me, I've returned it back to my captain. You know, the Bible says that every man has the measure of faith. Everyone is given a measure of faith. But Paul reveals to us in the Weiss translation that that faith that is committed to your care, on that great day, you will return it back to your captain, to Jesus. And he'll praise your faith. We see that. We read that in 1 Peter, right? The trying of your faith is more precious than gold to the praise of God. It's to be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, there is no defeat in the kingdom of God. There is no defeat in the household of faith. There's only victory. We only go from victory to victory. Chadwick Boseman, he departed from this life, but I'm telling you, he's with Christ, which is far better. Oh, good God. It's a beautiful thing. We'll miss him. There was so much more that could have been done. Yeah. But I salute the man because he died in faith. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you so much for Chadwick Boseman and his life. Thank you, Father, once again for his family. We surround them with faith, hope, and love in this season. And Father, we thank you. We will die in faith. We'll experience what you have for us. Yes, we say with all of our hearts that we will, by your grace, obtain all the promises that you have for us. But we make this commitment above anything else, that we will live by faith, but we will also die by faith. We will live in faith, and we will die in faith. To your pleasure, to please you, and as we bear fruit, to glorify you. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Season 2 starts Wednesday. We'll be back at our regularly scheduled thing on Wednesday. I love you guys so much. My name's Elijah Merle. Remember this, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Wakanda forever.